Welcome to Sermons by Brad Tuttle. We are so glad you decided to join us today. We know you're going to be encouraged, inspired, and challenged by this powerful sermon.
Titanic, Lord dropped this in my spirit, said, you know when the Titanic was about ready to set sail? That one of the builders of the ship stood on the dock and eyewitnesses said, he shook his fist to the heavens and said, hey God, look at what we built without you. We built a ship that can never be sunk. And there it went. And they wanted to get from point A to point B faster than anybody had done it before, so they were moving too fast. They designed it with a bottom that was 6 feet thick of steel. And there was only one area that if it got hit just right, could do it damage. In moving too fast in the middle of the night, somebody in here is moving too fast in the middle of the night. Because they were bigger than they thought they were. They were bigger than God. They did something that God couldn't even do. They built something that they thought was indestructible. Know this, no man's indestructible. Bible says there's a time for everyone to leave this earth and understand there is no reincarnation. When you die, you go to eternity. And you go to, and let's not water this down, you go to heaven or you go to hell. Because the Bible says that clearly. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you that. And people slip into eternity every day by the hour. Thousands die. They go to a Christless eternity because they thought they were indestructible. And the ship was traveling too fast in the middle of the night. You run into an iceberg. And do you realize the hole on the bottom of the ship when it hit the iceberg? It hit it in just that spot. And that the area of the hole was only as big as your home refrigerator. And a 66-ton ship took on water and was ready to sink in a matter of hours. And do you realize they said that eyewitnesses said that when it was sinking, that people were running up to the top deck. The band was playing a honky-tonk song that everyone was dancing to. And the people ran up to the top deck, and they ran over to the iceberg that the ship laid up against. And eyewitnesses said they were taking pieces of ice off the iceberg, making snowballs and having a snowball fight. The very thing they were playing with was the very thing that killed them. And the very thing you're playing with as an unsaved person will take you to hell without Christ. And the very thing you're playing with as a Christian will steal your relationship with God. You'll never reach your destiny. You'll never do what God planned for you to do. You'll never fulfill God's plan for you on this earth. People think that sin satisfies for a season. And it was sinking. And do you know the worst tragedy of all? 1,500 people drowned. You know why they drowned? Because the people that got in the lifeboats, while people cried out, come save me, come get me, come pick me up, the people that were in the lifeboats got so settled and so comfortable in their salvation that they didn't care about coming back, rowing that boat back to somebody else. I'm here tonight because I'm rowing my boat back to you. I flew here for a purpose, and I flew here for a reason. Because there's nothing that matters but Christ. You can make all the money in the world. Understand this. When I was born, I didn't decide to be a sinner, to be bound by chains. When I was born, I was born a sinner, bound by chains. The Bible says because of one man's sin, sin entered into mankind. And every single one of us that are in this room, there's no one greater than anybody else. The preacher's not greater than you. The usher's not greater than you. We're all on level playing field when it comes to Jesus. Because we're all born apart from God. And while people honky-tonk, and while people play around and mock God, and while the United States of America mocks God, and while the United States of America doesn't let God be its Lord.
Come on.
We're chained by our sin. Grew up in a decent home. Grew up with a mom and dad that were basically moral. Played football, wrestled, played baseball, was an athlete in high school. But there were two roads I could have walked down. I got involved with the wrong people. And I started doing things I shouldn't have been doing. No one ever told me about Christ. No one ever told me about eternity. And so I drank and I partied. And I thought that was the way to find fun, and that was the way to be happy, and that was the thing that a real man did. And then the alcohol led me to smoking pot. Am I proud of it? No. And I was chained. You were chained. And if you don't know Jesus, you're still chained. Church won't set you free. Religion won't set you free. Saying you love God won't set you free. Saying you know God won't set you free. Being a Catholic won't set you free. It's about one name. It's a name that I didn't know for 27 years. I partied. Took steroids. I was a big power lifter. I was a Cincinnati, Ohio. I was walking to bars and get free booze and free food in restaurants because I got big. And I started hanging out with all the professional athlete groups. And I won meets and strength things. And I did all that stuff that I thought was being a man. I was a Navy diver. 80 people that joined our class, we ended up with less than 40. And I thought that was being a man in my trophies and my plaques. 27 years, I was chained. I was traveling too fast. in the middle of the night. And I ran into an iceberg. But one night, I got invited to a nightclub. Brand new opening. And I was sitting in that nightclub at a bar stool with a beer bottle in my hand. And as clearly as I can see you, and as real as you are sitting here, sitting in that nightclub with a beer bottle in my hand, literally, the window shades rolled off my eyes. And in that nightclub about this big, I saw every dream and every goal and everything I'd ever aspired to become and do thrown away. And it literally made me sick to my stomach. And I put my beer bottle down. Thank God. Somebody somewhere was praying for me. And I ran out of the bar and I got in my car. And when I got in my car, I drove back to my apartment. And when I walked in my apartment at 10:30 in the evening, I was in my apartment from about 10:30 at night till about 1:30 in the morning. And I had a really bad temper then. I was very angry, and I remember pacing back and forth in my living room asking myself, what in the world is going on? Why do I feel like this? But little did I know, y'all, someone had been praying for me, and the prayers of that little grandma, of you, or someone that was on their knees praying for me, knowing in the spirit that my life was leaning up against that iceberg. Somebody was praying for me, and what I was feeling was not so much anger, it was Holy Ghost conviction. So now I'm in my living room and I'm walking back and forth in my house and I'm trying to figure out, why do I feel this way? Yeah. 1:30 in the morning, I decided to walk from my living room into my bedroom. And when I walked into my bedroom, something incredible happened. You see, 5 years previous to that, maybe you've heard me share this, doesn't matter, I'm going to share it again. 5 years previous to that, I was getting out of the Navy down in San Diego, California. I was coming back from breakfast on a sunny California day. And as I was walking back to my barracks, this young Navy guy, and I've never seen him since, his name is Chuck. He ran up to me and then kept running beside me, just bopping around, and started to ask me questions. What do you think about life? How's your life going? What are you going to do after this? Where are you going in life? I'm like, dude, just please, too heavy. Leave me alone. I'm going home. I don't need this. And stands and turns and stops me in my tracks and looks me in the eye and says to me, I need to tell you something before I let you go. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ died on a cross for you. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ not only died on that cross, but he rose again. And when he rose again from the grave, he overcame your sin, he overcame death, and he conquered hell. And by trusting in Christ as your Savior, you can have eternal life in him and have a relationship with the Father. He looked at me and he got done, and I was like looking at him like, and when he got done, you got to understand something. You don't have to be this eloquent sermon, but you got to have a heart that cares. And when he got done, he simply looked at me and said, thank you for your time. I didn't get saved right then. But something he said to me got down in me, and I'll tell you why I know it did. Because when I walked back to my barracks, and I walked in and sat on my bunk, there was a guy in a bunk bed next to me who had a boombox. Yes, a boombox.
And he was playing a cassette tape by a band called AC/DC. And when I used to lift weights in the gym, I loved to work out as a sinner to AC/DC because it was driving. And he was playing a song that I loved to listen to. And the song was titled, "You're on a Highway to Hell." And when I heard the song this time, I thought to myself, am I on a highway to hell? I ran over to the phone that was, there was a phone bank on the walls, a wall there, and I ran over and picked the phone up and I called my mom. My mom got on the phone, and my mom was a good person, not saved, good hard worker, moral lady. And I said, "Mom, I'm coming home." I said, "But guess what, Mom? This guy told me, see, it did something to me. It started bubbling in me like effervescence from a soda pop. And it's bubbling in me." And I tell my mom, "Mom, you know," and it wasn't so much I was excited about whatever. I just said, "Mom, this guy told me about God. He said, Jesus loves me." And my mom said to me, God bless her, and she says, "That's nice, honey. Just hurry up and get home." She didn't know. So I got home, and guess what I did? I got right back to doing the same stuff I was doing before. I was running into bars, running into nightclubs, got involved with the powerlifting, got involved with doing the steroids, got involved with all that stuff. I was hanging out with the guys that were involved with the Pete Rose scandal. And every single one of those guys got put in prison for 10 years. But do you realize right before every one of them got caught? That's when I was in a nightclub. And that's when I went back to my apartment. And that's when I walked in my bedroom. And that's when I remembered what Chuck said to me. And that's when I fell on my knees and I raised my hands in the air. And I said, "Jesus Christ, I know you're there. I remember the words that were spoken to me years ago. I asked him in a 60-second prayer through weeping and tears rolling down my face. I said, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I repent of my sins. Come into my life. I trust you as my Savior. I trust you as my Lord. Oh, Jesus, change my life." Sixty-second prayer. I wept for hours. My ship quit taking on water. Jesus came and plugged all the holes. And guess what he did? He moved me off the iceberg. And he said, "Now I'm going to set you on a course where you're going to really make something and do something great with your life." Because I want, somebody in here needs to hear this. When Jesus Christ came into my life, there's one thing that I was missing in my life, and it wasn't so much about the booze and the alcohol, and I hated doing all that, but all the things I ever wanted to do, I never found my destiny. And I knew that I was supposed to be doing something. And I lost my, I wanted to be a professional football player and all these different things I wanted to try to attain. And guess what? All those things never came to pass because that wasn't God's plan for me. And the moment that I gave my life to Christ and the moment that I asked Jesus into my heart, the moment that he saved me from my sin, he did a lot of things for me. Can I tell you about him? The first thing he did, and it all happened at the same time. So we're going to take a couple steps, but it's all happening at the very same time. And this is what excites me about being a believer. The moment I gave my life to Christ, I basically heard God say to me, "Now you got your destiny." And I'm going to say to anybody, maybe I want you to hear something. You will never know the destiny of your life until it's connected to God. Because destiny is a customized life calling that only God can give you. God can connect you to why God made you. God can connect you to why he put you in your mama's womb. Because not one person in this room is a mistake. There are no illegitimate children. Every child born is born with a purpose and a plan, and God made them for that. And every one of you, I don't care what your educational level is. I don't care what your mama did to you. I don't care what your daddy didn't do for you. I'll tell you one thing. I know what your father did for you. For your God Father loved you enough that he looked down from heaven and sent his son to die for you. And this is the other thing Jesus did for me that gets me going. It makes me want to shout. And it all happened at the same time. So now he gave me a destiny. And he gave me a relationship with God the Father. Amen. And all my life, up to 27 years, I wore tattered rags of sin. And the moment that I gave my life to Jesus, he gave me a destiny, forgave me of my sins, made me right with God the Father, reconciled me. And then in the court of high heaven, he took his gavel, slammed it down, and said to the hosts of heaven and all that can hear, I declare this young man not guilty. He declared me righteous. And he took off my old, tattered, sinful clothes and clothed me with a robe of righteousness. I don't know if anybody's hearing what I'm saying, but he took a sinner who was on his way to hell, who simply in faith, like a child, came weeping to the foot of the cross, asking Jesus to be the Savior and the Lord of his life. And at that very moment in my conversion, he gave me a destiny, justified me and declared me innocent of my sin, robed me in righteousness, and stood me before God the Father in a right position before God the Father. And if you're not saved, you have a chance to come to Jesus tonight. If you're in this place tonight, and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you know it, I'm going to pray a simple prayer out loud from my mouth. I'm not going to pray for you, but when I pray this, I'm going to ask you to repeat it out of your mouth, but not just out of your mouth and not just from your head. I want you to say this from your heart tonight, because Jesus hears the cries of a repentant heart. So you walked up here for a reason. The Spirit drew you to this altar with your heads bowed and your eyes closed and respect in the house of God tonight. Everybody praying for those that are up here right now. And for those of you that have come up here to receive Jesus for the first time, I want you to repeat this after me out loud from your mouth right now. Are you ready? From your heart tonight and then confessing it from your mouth, say this loud and clear. Say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I recognize tonight that I'm a sinner separated from you by my sins. Tonight, Jesus, I've heard the gospel message that tells me that if I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord of my life, and if I believe in my heart that you rose from the dead, that I shall be saved. So Jesus, I confess tonight that you're my Savior. I trust in you tonight. I put my faith in you tonight as my Savior and my Lord. Forgive me for my sins. Remove my past. Make me a new creation. And thank you for my new destiny. Thank you for making me righteous. Thank you for making me right with the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that I once was lost and now I'm found. I once was blind and now I see. All because I trusted in you as the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, I'm born again. I'm a child of God, ready for heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give him a hand clap tonight. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap tonight.
Thank you for joining us at Sermons by Brad Tuttle. We pray this sermon blessed you, encouraged you, inspired you, and challenged you in your walk with Christ. Thank you for being with us, and come back and visit us anytime. God bless you.